It is time for the Emporia Spartans Coaches Corner with head football coach Daniel Goodman. Coach, you're coming off a win big game this week against Topeka, but let's quickly look at last week. You went on the road, long road trip to Coffeyville, got the job done 50-0. What stood out from that game?
I think part of it was the maturity of the team. You know, there's parts where we kind of had mental lapses, but all in all, the team stayed in there strong, you know, even when we turned the ball over. And then just having other guys step up and being able to do different things and, you know, get to our pitch phase a little bit more this week. And then defensively, I mean, holding a team under 100 yards in a game is really hard to do. And they went out there and held them, I believe, to 88 total yards. And, you know, special teams came up big. I know we had, you know, just and winning like that, but still having a lot of things to work on is a big positive. You know, that's the biggest thing I'm taking away from it, to kind of cut to the chase a little bit there.
A lot of things, some players I want to highlight. First off, I want to start on defense. Garrett LeBlanc with that pick, because at that moment of the ball game, I think it was a 2 or 3 score game, totally flipped the field and helped a short field. How big was that?
It was huge. You're right. It was a 3 score game right before halftime, you know, and he's able to get that interception with, I think, about 2 minutes to go. And that was great by him. You know, he's a kid who's worked extremely hard this offseason, put a lot of time in to get better from his sophomore year to his junior year. And then just to see it pay off by him, you know, doing what he's coached to do, getting a ball in the air, you know, it was a tip pass that he tipped up to himself, and then, like you said, big return after the fact. And, you know, it's just awesome to see the hard work he's put out, you know, each and every day kind of pay off for him individually.
And your team has made it hard for us in the broadcast booth to decide a player of the game, but we went with Brody Telfer because of what he does in the run game defensively, and then for a punt block and for a touchdown, you have to feel good for the kid.
Yeah, you know, another kid who's, you know, maybe not statistically has had a great season, so to say, or great individual games, but he shows up every day at practice, works extremely hard, gets guys lined up. You know, he's a captain for us because of his actions and his attitude. Going out there and not taking, like, because he could have taken that punt rep off. It was late in the game. We were up 44 points, I believe, at the time, but he still took it like it was the last play he was ever going to play and just came off the ball and blocked it. And, you know, again, he just does a lot of things that you really don't see in the stat sheet, but it's just a great player and great kid, you know, just awesome. Glad we have him in our program.
And then offensively, obviously you ran the ball over 300 yards in the football game. I want to start with Micah Gray because, you know, everybody knows now that Ryland Crowell is going to go get the football, but Micah Gray kind of surprised people. He averaged 10 yards a carry at about 100 yards a clip. He did some really good things. He showed a little option. He showed a lot of little different things. Adding other pieces like that, how big is that?
You know, it's huge, you know, because when you have different guys that defenses can't just key on Ryland, which, you know, it's no secret. Watch the film. He's going to carry the ball. But having Micah be able to have explosive runs and break tackles and make good decisions. You know, that pitch to Ryland to get us up 28 late in the second quarter was just a great football play. And then just to see his maturity within our offense, you know, he's coming over to me when we're calling plays and he's like, hey, coach, this is what they're doing or this is what I like right now. And being able to have that is a lot of good when your quarterback's able to see it as a coach, as opposed to just another player. Micah, I mean, unbelievable job. Can't speak highly enough of him. And, you know, I'm glad that, again, another kid who's put in a lot of work here. And, you know, his last 2 years, he kind of got the short end of the stick as a quarterback on teams that weren't winning. But now, you know, like I said, he's put the hard work in and it's paying off for him. And it's great to see.
And we talk about Ryland Crowell almost every week. My one note, 5 touchdowns in a football game. I don't know if we've seen that in a while here in Emporia.
Yeah, I don't know the last time that's happened, but it was just, you know, great to see. And also, like, the first one kind of set the tone for the game. You know, we just ran it up the middle on, I think, like 9 or 10 yard line, and he just refused to go down, and the team kept pushing, and the O-line kept blocking, and it was like a 7-second run for 10 yards, but he ended up in the end zone, you know, and then he had some more explosives. He actually, you know, one of his touchdowns, he had a 70-yarder called back, and, you know, it's just really cool to see. Like I said, all these guys have worked so hard, and not just the guys we're talking about, just the whole team in general is working extremely hard. You know, kudos to all those guys just in the program. But yeah, just, you know, Ryland, again, you know how I feel about him day in and day out. He comes to work, and having a 5-touchdown game is quite impressive.
Coach, now we shift focus. You're on the road against Topeka. They're 2-1. They're coming off a battle, 6-0 loss against Wichita Southeast. This is a team that's really good defensively. They allow just 11 points per game, but their offense has a lot of good skill position players too. How big is this preparation this week, taking on a good Topeka team?
You know, they're without a doubt the most athletic and most high power team we've seen, and that's not taking anything against the other three teams we've played so far. But you know, we got to be assignment sound. We can't let them, you know, dictate how we line up and how we do things defensively. We can't, you know, just try to make a play. We got to do our job, and that play will come. You know, and their ability to score on offense. I know last week they struggled, but they still have guys that if they get open or if they get, you know, a crease, they can take it 80 yards in a hurry. And then defensively, they play really hard. You know, they had, you know, they played a triple option team last week, and they had guys flying to the football, and you know, they forced turnovers. You know, we're going to have to eliminate ours. We had the ball on the ground 5 times last week, but you know, they're a well-coached team, and they play hard, and they have good athletes. So it's definitely a huge test for us this Friday.
Also, another big test, your defense, just unbelievable last week, just really strong all season long, taking on kind of a different type of offense. I saw pistol, some people call it pistol bone, I don't even know what that is, and I know football. Can you talk about the challenge of that?
Yeah, they do a lot of different things with motion to get guys in space. They read a lot of things. Their quarterback's really talented. He's able to get the ball out quick and rhythm and find the open receiver. But yeah, our defense, you know, it's a little bit different than what we've seen. You know, obviously we've played 2 teams that played a lot of flex bone, run the ball, and then last week Coffeyville actually jumped to the I formation at times, which was new. You know, hadn't really seen that a lot, but you know, it is different because, like I said, part of the difference is they have more skill guys that can go, and they do stuff with the motion and the pulling of the offensive line that is a little different from what we've seen. But I know Coach Z and the staff on the defensive side and our players will be ready come Friday.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck on this week's game, and we'll talk on Thursday.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one. Go Spartans.
That is Daniel Goodman, head football coach of Emporia High School Football. This has been brought to you by John Newland of Edward Jones, Next Tech Wireless, Miller Granite Memorials.